thank you all. I will say this, no PowerPoint has ever gotten a standing ovation. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move to bring them back every
second.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think we'll try to keep it going. So Mike, I think we're gonna go to information technology.
Right.
Ask Michael Heitz.
Michael Heitz, I'll just turn the podium right over to you, Michael. As you know, Michael's just started as executive CIO at the university, and so he's talked to us a little bit about what he's doing in that new job and what he will be doing. Michael,
thanks. Up to you. Chairman Kennedy, President Hogan, members of the board, I truly appreciate getting the slot right after the band. It makes you feel a little bit like David Letterman with an intro to your PowerPoint presentation. So today what we want to do is discuss the opportunities that we have in information technology, how those relate to administrative review and restructuring, service delivery structure, IT governance, and then talk about some next steps. So first of all, something that you know, universities are largely decentralized, and information technology is embedded into everything we do. So these create particular challenges for people that work in information technology. These statements are consistent through all universities, particularly as the university becomes larger, the support work for IT becomes more and more decentralized. So the question is, how can we improve services, reduce the cost, create efficiency, and also promote innovation? So we'll start with the ARR objectives. These were taken directly from the ARR report. And ARR explains that we need to do both reducing of expenses and continue to make additional investments to improve IT services and reduce cost, particularly strategic investments that support the mission and tactical investments that improve business processes throughout the university. The ones that we're most familiar with on the IT side are those ARR objectives that specifically go to cost cutting. For example, these are outlined in the ARR report as well. We've got hundreds of applications, dozens of data centers, a multitude of email and calendaring systems. We're moving towards virtualized services within our data centers. We're moving things to the cloud, and our phone systems, we're unifying them and the method of communication that we have between employees and students. ARR is clear that additional objectives and projects that use information technology to reduce cost and improve service are welcome from anywhere throughout the entire university. We try to measure our progress in the ARR, and we work on this with Avijit Ghosh. The objective, as you know, is to save around $18 million. And we track this progress by soliciting input from the central IT providers throughout the university. The easiest savings to explain are the ones that are called capturable up here, which means they're usually from a central IT group, and you can implement something and then immediately save money and then reallocate that. At present, there's a lot of savings that's finally distributed throughout the whole university, and it's difficult to capture these savings. In this chart, these are known as distributed.